Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetMGM Network. I'm your host, PJ Glass. We got an awesome show for you guys today. Of course, we're going to continue talking NBA playoffs, NHL playoffs. We have two games in each of those sports today. It's the day before the first round of the PGA Championship. We'll talk a lot of golf today. We'll look at some of the golfers that I love. I'll give out my full card, the guys that I like to win the Wanamaker Trophy out in Charlotte this week. We also got Chase Kitty joining us here in a little bit, get his thought on the NBA playoffs. Then we got a full slate in Major League Baseball today, including a couple games that'll be going underway. We got the Orioles up 3-1 right now on the Twins. The Phillies game is getting ready to start, the Brewers game as well. So we'll give you a lot of baseball content. Jake Kassan going to join us later on in the show. Then we'll wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, any comments, any best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. Hit us up at the BetMGM Network. You can do so on Twitch, on YouTube, on X. Send in anything that you have. We'll get to your questions and your comments over the next 30 minutes. And if you guys miss any part of the show, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast, which is available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling. Glasses in session. We go to the Glasser guest line, check in with our guy Chase Kitty, who joins us every Wednesday. Make sure you guys are following Chase on X at Chase A Kitty. Does a great job as a BetMGM writer. All right, Chase, we've got two NBA playoff games tonight, a couple of game fives. We'll start with the one out in Boston. Knicks up 3-1 in this series. Obviously, the big storyline tonight and the rest of the way, however long this series goes, no more Jason Tatum. So the books are scrambling. Right now on BetMGM, we got Celtics -4.5, -5. It's kind of been going back and forth throughout the day. Your thoughts on this game five tonight, where Boston obviously trying to stave off elimination and no Jason Tatum.
You know, my first thought was I have no interest in playing the game. I have no interest in playing the total. I think especially the total could go anywhere. I guess I would. It's Knicks money line or pass for me, because I think that's a little heavy. It's a little too respectful for the Celtics without Tatum. They have other injury issues too. We don't know what they're going to be. So for them to be laying 4.5 or 5, I think feels a little rich for me. I would lean toward the Knicks side of that and would probably just buy the outright if I wanted it. I'm more interested in the prop market. I'm more interested in really like specific basketball nerd parts of this game. I don't know who's going to rebound for Boston. Tatum's led the team in rebounding all 4 games of the series so far. And, you know, of course you have Porzingis. He has a weird health thing that nobody really knows what's going on with him. So his minutes are still probably going to be pretty limited, as they have been for most of these playoffs. You don't suddenly get to play big minutes if you're not healthy just because somebody else is hurt. So I really don't know what they're going to do. They've been playing sort of a 3-guard lineup. And then with Tatum sort of playing as a small ball power forward and then somebody playing center. So it's an interesting starting five they're going to have to throw together. I think maybe we'll see minutes from Tillman. I don't know what they're going to do. And New York has been really successful when they've gone big. So my first instinct was, where are Tatum's rebounds going to go on the Celtics side? I couldn't figure out the answer to that. So I sort of pivoted to the other side of the equation, which is, well, if New York's going to have such a big rebounding advantage because the Celtics don't necessarily have a roster answer to easily replace Tatum, you might see some obscene rebounding totals. And that's ultimately where I landed in terms of breaking the game down, is give me the Towns over 12.5 rebounds at even money. Give me an over there for his prop market at over 14.5 for plus 220. And then Jaylen Brown, his points total has been elevated because, again, Tatum's points have to go somewhere, but he's been a pretty consistent 19 to 22 point scorer in this series. He's now going to receive additional defensive attention because Tatum's out. So 26.5 seems pretty high for me. That's probably an under, even though you can expect that Tatum's points have to go somewhere.
I like it. Yeah, really good angle there on Tatum not being available and how that might contribute to the rebounding in this game. Chase, what about the one we have in the Western Conference between Minnesota and Golden State? Warriors unable to win either of the two games at home without Steph Curry. Now they go to Minnesota. The Wolves, an 10.5-point favorite tonight at home with a total of 202.5. Did you find anything in this game that you liked?
Yeah, I mean, we Jake and I kind of broke this down last Wednesday when I was on, and it the news about Steph's injury had kind of come out right before the show started, so we were almost reacting in real time, and I said, I think Golden State's probably just cooked. Like, I don't know what the move is. That's pretty much what's happened because Minnesota's won all three games. Steph's not playing tonight. I expect Minnesota to close out the series. I say the same thing I said last week, which is I'm not laying 10.5 points in a playoff game. You can't make me. I'm not doing that. So again, I'm looking for prop angles. Naz Reid's involvement in this series has gone down every game. He's scored fewer points every game in the series. He's played fewer minutes every game in this series. So for me, that's an under 10.5 points because I think the market is playing more toward his game-to-game average and not what the actual trend with his minutes has been. And then Julius Randle, Golden State doesn't have a player right now that can stop Randle. It's a huge matchup advantage for Minnesota. It's why they're up 3-1 in the series. It's at least a big reason why they are. So that's an over for me. 22.5 points is where his market's at right now. He's been closer to 30 per game just because they have no defensive answers at Golden State for his body and his offense. So I'm just going to keep pounding that.
Talking with Chase Kitty here on Send It In. Make sure you guys are following Chase on X at Chase A. Kitty, BetMGM writer. All right, Chase, so those are the two games that we have tonight. We have a game 6 tomorrow between Oklahoma City and Denver. Denver's been really pesky this series. I mean, they arguably could have won the series already, right? Had a great chance last night, certainly had a great chance in game 4. OKC's up 3-2, though. Early line looks like Oklahoma City is a 4.5-point favorite. Just some early thoughts on that game tomorrow. Do you think OKC wins that series tomorrow night?
I do probably think Oklahoma City closes it out. If you want to be really dramatic, I think the soundbite is, I think Oklahoma City probably won the title when they won game 5. I do think it's that strong to play the end of that game that they did, where they basically didn't miss a shot the last several minutes of the game. They took that game. I think they probably found something in themselves. They found that very overly cliched, like, veteran presence, what you need to win in the playoffs. They didn't have it before. It feels like maybe they found that in game 5. And then just the more streamlined look at Oklahoma City's relationship to the rest of the playoffs. I mean, Boston's hurt. Whether or not they go out tonight or not, you can kind of write them off now as a title contender with all of the injuries mounting. Oklahoma City is way deeper than everybody else. They have way more talent than everybody else. So that's certainly true in relationship to Denver, which the short bench is just going to catch up with them eventually, and I think that's what we're going to see in Game 6. Jokic has been incredible in this series. He was incredible in the Clippers series. He should not wear anything in terms of criticism aimed at the Nuggets from this playoffs because he's been incredible. But there's only so much you can do, even as great as he's been. There's only so much you can do when you're playing a vastly deeper and more talented team. And I think the clock's probably going to strike midnight sooner rather than later for the Nuggets.
OKC a minus 135 favorite right now on BetMGM to win the title. The Indiana Pacers are plus 650, Chase. We know they are already going to be playing in the Eastern Conference Final. We're waiting to see if it's going to be the Knicks or the Celtics. At this point, like, do you see yourself picking Indiana against either of those teams? Is it matchup based for you? How are you kind of approaching Indiana versus the winner of Knicks-Celtics?
Yeah, I love Indiana. About 8 or 9 days ago, I really started to feel like I was getting the shape of what these playoffs were going to be. And we didn't know about the Tatum injury yet, but I have been pretty consistent in identifying, like, hey, the Celtics aren't quite right. Hey, Jaylen Brown's not at 100%. Hey, Porzingis is clearly off. Something's going on there. So, like, forget about do you want to buy the Celtics at the top of the market. Do you think the Celtics are going to repeat in an era where it's really hard to repeat and we haven't seen a lot of that? So I was already kind of skeptical of the Celtics and the Pacers. I mean, the Pacers are something like 42-11 their last 50-some games. I mean, it's crazy how good they have been. It feels like they just know what their identity was. So when I started to feel that, it was kind of between game one and game two of that Cavaliers series. I started buying some Pacers equity. I surely did not get the best of the number like you probably could have at the start of the playoffs, but I definitely have CLV relative to where we're at in the market right now. So I like a Pacers Oklahoma City NBA Finals. I will be very interested to watch some of the dialogue and discussion of the TV ratings of a Pacers Thunder Finals, but I think that's what we're going to get. Yeah.
Yeah, not exactly Yankees-Dodgers as Pacers in Oklahoma City. Would be good to watch, though. Chase Kiddy, always great to watch.
Great basketball. You guys,
it would be, especially, I mean, that offense versus that defense would be terrific.
Yes.
Chase Kiddy,
outstanding.
Give him a follow on X at Chase A. Kiddy, BetMGM writer, does a great job as always. Love having him on every Wednesday. Chase, great stuff, man. We'll talk to you next week.
Yep. See you, Peach.
All right, let's keep it rolling, guys, here on Send It In. NBA, NHL playoffs. Let's start with the NBA. We got Knicks and Celtics tonight at TD Garden. Boston looking to send it to a Game 6. Back to New York. Celtics right now, 4.5-point favorite on BetMGM. Total is 207.5. Man, do I love the Celtics tonight. Put them in all your money line parlays. Lay the 4.5 with them against the Knicks. Folks, it's the New York Knicks. They're not going to make this easy on themselves, on their organization, on their fan base. I don't think they're winning tonight. I don't think they're closing it out in 5. I think we're going back to Boston for a Game 6. Our guy Femi Bebefe on You Better You Bet loves talking about the fallen hero spot, and he loves talking about, and I totally agree with him, whenever a star player, that first game when he's out, you love betting into that market, and you love betting on that team, and this is the perfect spot to do it, right? Boston's down 3-1 in this series. Tatum's played in all 4 of the games, and now they're without Tatum. They're obviously going to miss his offense, but as Chase just brought up, which is a great point, they're really going to miss his rebounding as well on defense. He's a terrific two-way player. So Boston, I mean, they're missing a lot tonight, offensively, defensively. All the pressure is on you. You have no room for error. And everybody, I think, just thinks the Celtics is cooked. But the Knicks are one of those teams that as soon as they have everybody buying in and they have everybody excited, that's when I love to fade them, right? It's just like when they went up 2-0 against the Celtics when they won both games in Boston. They come back to New York. Everybody's excited. Go New York, go New York, go, right? And then they turn around and they lose by like 30 at home. And then everybody gets nervous heading into Game 4. It's the biggest Knicks game in 25 years, and they pull that game out. Whenever the Knicks, when everybody's excited, when everybody feels like the Knicks have them bought in, that's when I want to fade them. And that's what they have coming into this game tonight, right? Everybody thinks Boston's dead. Everybody's expecting it to be Knicks-Pacers Eastern Conference Final. I will gladly fade the Knicks tonight. Give me Boston. I think they show up at least tonight without Tatum. And again, take them on the money line. Take them laying the 4.5 as well. Player prop I do like. I saw him on BetMGM that 99% of the money was on Peyton Pritchard over 12.5 points. And it's easy to see why. I will take him 15 or more points at plus 110. makes a lot of sense, right? No Tatum, so other guys are going to have to step up. Certainly Jaylen Brown, Derek White, Porzingis is going to have to chip in, but they're going to need the sixth man of the year tonight, who should get an extended role, probably play closer to 30 minutes. I would expect more shot attempts out of Pritchard as well. So I will take Peyton Pritchard, 15 or more points at plus 110. And then Minnesota and Golden State tonight. We have the Wolves as 10.5-point favorites with a total of 202.5. And for me, it's kind of a similar handicap, right? Minnesota has not closed out a series at home in 21 years. And that's what they're trying to do tonight against Golden State. And I get the Warriors don't have Curry, right? And it's obviously going to be challenging for them to score tonight on the road and extend this series to a game six. But that's still a core group. That's still an organization that's got a lot of pride. They got a lot of veterans. And I don't think they're going to do what the Miami Heat did earlier in the playoffs against Cleveland and just roll over and quit. I do not expect that out of Golden State tonight. I think they're going to fight. They're going to give it their all because they know all the pressure's on Minnesota to close it out tonight. If they lose this game and the Warriors extend it to a game six, there's a chance Curry could come back. They're going to be at home. And then if they win that game, they send it back to a game seven. As we all know, anything can happen in a game seven. So there's a ton of pressure on Minnesota tonight. And anytime you're talking about a team with a ton of pressure that usually doesn't have those kind of moments, love betting against them. Warriors are playing with house money tonight, a lot like Denver was playing with house money last night, a lot like Indiana was playing with house money last night. Both of those teams, big road underdogs, really not expected to win, and both play really, really well. I would expect a similar effort out of the Warriors tonight, so give me the Dubs, +10.5 against Minnesota. As for the NHL playoffs, I've been waiting for this game for a couple days. Give me the Toronto Maple Leafs, plus 120 against the Florida Panthers. Home team has won the first four games in this series. The Leafs won the first two in Toronto, and then Florida won games 3 and 4 in their home building. Now we get to game 5, right? Florida is favored to win on the road tonight. They're favored once again to win the series, but I like the Leafs in this spot. We just talked about the Knicks and the Wolves, how they don't make anything easy on their fan base. Well, you know the Toronto Maple Leafs are never going to make anything easy on their fan base as well. They're never going to sweep the defending champion Florida Panthers. So we got a 2-2 series. I was encouraged, though, even though Toronto lost both of those games, the way that they lost, they were in both of those games. One of the games was higher scoring. They lose in OT. The other game was 2-0. They had plenty of chances to tie it late in the third period. So Toronto's playing well. Their goalie's still playing very well. All their stars, Matthews, Tavares, Marner, these guys are playing well. I think at home tonight, they take care of business. Love getting plus money with the Leafs, so we'll take them. And then give me Vegas tonight at home, -125 against Edmonton. I still think the Oilers win the series. I think they're going to advance to the next round, but tonight, I think Vegas wins. They take care of business. There's a reason they're favored tonight at home, -125. So give me the Golden Knights. I think we're getting to game six in that series. All right, let's talk some golf, you guys. We got the PGA Championship starting tomorrow in Charlotte. Time for a little golfing with Glasser. We bring on our guy, Shawnee Sharpe, to find out what kind of bets we got potentially to make here at the PGA. Sean, what do you got for us?
Yeah, Peach, first one I got here for it is first round leader Xander Schauffele at 30-1 or Joaquin Niemann at 20-1.
All right, let's go first round leader. I like both of those guys. I'll go with Niemann though at 40-1 because we're getting a better price, 30-1 to 40-1 with Niemann. And Niemann, anybody that kind of follows the game of golf knows how talented he is, but he's never finished top 10 in a major before. However, he has gotten off to some good starts in some majors. And a lot of people I know like him this week. His combination of how long he can drive it, how good his short game is, should have him in contention. Xander's a guy that I really like this week. But because we're getting a little better price, and I think Niemann could get off to a good start, I'll take a chance with him rather than Xander. So give me Joaquin Niemann at 40-1.
All right, I got a couple BetMGM round one specials for you. To birdie any par three in the first round, Rory McIlroy, -125, Bryson DeChambeau, -110, or Scotty Scheffler, -125.
I mean, you're talking about arguably the three best players in the world. I think I'll go with Scotty, though, just because he's the best iron player of the three. As we know, Scotty's ball striking is just ridiculous. So Rory and Bryson I like better for the tournament, but for the par threes specifically, I would probably choose Scotty over those guys. There's a better chance that on those four par threes, Scotty is going to give himself the best opportunities to make birdie, so I'll roll with Scotty. I'll lay the juice at minus 125.
All right, another BetMGM special for you here. To make an eagle, same three guys. Rory's 5-1, Bryson's 5-1, and Scotty's 5-1.
Yeah, I would look at Rory and Bryson at plus 600. Scotty's price should not be the same as Rory and Bryson. There are only three par fives on this golf course, and really only one of them is reachable to a majority of the field. Bryson and Rory are really the only guys that with a good tee shot can pretty much try and get it onto the green in two shots. So that just gives them such an advantage over the rest of the field. That's why I think you got to look at those two guys. If I had to bet one, though, it'd probably be Bryson at plus 600. I just trust him a little more with his approach shot into the green. That's really been Rory's bugaboo in these majors. The reason he won the Masters, he had like three double bogeys, but he also made some eagles. He was terrific with his approach shots into the par five. We all remember the one at the Masters where he curved it around the tree on 15. Rory hasn't been doing that in majors. He hasn't been taking advantage of the par fives. So I'm not trusting him to do it again after doing pretty well at Augusta, giving himself eagle looks. I'd rather take Bryson.
All right, next up, we got some couple different placement bets here for you. Top five, Colin Morikawa at 4-1 or Brooks Koepka at 7-1?
Let's go with Morikawa, who I think is really interesting this week, right? Because everybody loved him for the Masters, myself included. I mean, it made a ton of sense. He was in ridiculous form. He had three straight top 10 finishes. The price was pretty good on Morikawa, and he wasn't in contention. But coming into this week, have you really heard anybody mention Morikawa? And again, he's not the longest off the tee, but if there's a guy on tour who's not a longer hitter that tends to play these bigger courses well, it usually ends up being Colin. So as we get closer and closer to tomorrow morning in the first round starting, I might have a position on Morikawa just because nobody is betting him. Brooks, at this point, I'm kind of done, right? Brooks is kind of how we viewed Bryson. I mean, he was the guy that when a major rolled around, you had to have some equity on Brooks. You had to have some position on him. Feels like those days are kind of dwindling down a little bit. Brooks is just not putting himself in contention in these majors, so much rather take Morikawa.
All right, the next one here I got for you, Peach, is a top 10 finish, Jordan Spieth at 4-1 or Sepp Straka at plus 375.
Let's go with Spieth. We had Nick Kenyon on yesterday talking about Straka. Straka's a guy you want to bet at smaller golf courses. You don't want to bet him at these longer courses. Whereas Jordan Spieth's been playing really good golf. And as we talked about throughout the week, guys, if you're looking for a narrative bet, we just had Rory win the Grand Slam. Spieth's looking for the Grand Slam. I think there's a great chance that Jordan's in contention come Sunday. So I'd rather take Spieth.
All right, top 20 finish here. Wyndham Clark at 3-1 or Justin Rose at 3-1?
Let's go with Wyndham. Wyndham, I think his prices this week are crazy. We're looking for guys that drive it, that bomb the golf ball, and can make putts, and that's what Wyndham does. Last year at this course, he was like 40-45-1. Now he's at 120. He hasn't had a great year, but, I mean, the prices that we're getting, especially at plus 300 on him to finish top 20, would rather take that.
All right, last one here for you, Peach. I swear, I thought this was a typo. I'm not too sure if it was or wasn't, but you can get at a BetMGM placement special. Scottie Scheffler and Bryson DeChambeau to both finish in the top 10 is plus 450. I double check on this, but I saw it. It's what it said online. So what do you think?
I mean, yeah, if that's not a typo, how do you not jump on that, right? I mean, Scottie, it feels like, is in the top 10 in every tournament that he plays. Bryson, in four of his last five majors, has finished in the top six, and this is the perfect course for him. So even if it's just any kind of plus money, it doesn't have to be plus 450, but especially if it is, my God, you got to bet that. But any kind of plus money, I think that's worth a bet on those two guys to finish in the top 10. All right, let's look at the card that we have for the PGA Championship this weekend. Our outrights, we're going with Bryson at 8-1, Wyndham Clark at 100-1. I think the value on Wyndham, too good to pass up. He's a guy that I would not be surprised if he's in contention. And then Bryson again, just his history in the major championships, how this course sets up for him, I expect him to be the winner this week. Got to bet Bryson top 10 at the minus 110. That's a great price. Also like Xander quite a bit, plus 188. Feels like Xander's worked his way back from the injury. He's good to go. I think this course course really matches up well with his strengths. He's had a couple of runner-up finishes here. And then Jordan Spieth, we've been talking about all week. I like him top 10 and top 20. Minwoo Lee, let's let him cook this week, folks. Plus 260 to finish in the top 20. Minwoo's a guy who's one of the longest drivers on tour, and he's got a really good short game. As long as he doesn't drive it too crazy this week, gives himself opportunities for birdies, I think Minwoo could be in contention. And then Wyndham Clark once again at the 3-1 price to finish in the top 20. That's my card for this week at the PGA. All right, let's get a promo here from our friends at BetMGM. Grip it and rip it with confidence thanks to a PGA no sweat token. If you don't win, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets on a first round leader. So absolutely love that. You can use a guy like Joaquin Neiman, who we were talking about earlier. All right, let's talk some baseball here. Little big league Pete before we get to our guy, Jake Kassan. The Orioles were up 3-0. Now it's 4-3. So that's pretty much sums up how the season's going up to this point. Cardinals and Phillies are underway as well, as are the Brewers and the Guardians. So you got those three games going on live. Orioles Twins game two is coming up 30 minutes after game one ends. It's going to be Simeon Woods Richardson going up against the Orioles, who don't have a pitcher yet. Folks, if that's Charlie Morton or Kyle Gibson that's starting that game too, you got to bet the Twins, at the very least in the first five, but probably in the full game. Diamondbacks and Giants as well. I'm taking the over in this game. Eduardo Rodriguez, Jordan Hicks have not been good this season. It's a day game out in San Francisco, so the ball's going to travel a little bit more. Give me over 8 in that one. Yankees and Mariners today out in Seattle, also getaway day. Luis Castillo going for the Mariners, whose home and road splits are very drastic. Way better at home than he is at the road. 5.57 ERA on the road, 2.89 at home. We're going with Castillo and the Mariners today at -102. Cardinals and Phillies, game two of their doubleheader. Aaron Nola against Sonny Gray. Little bit of a fishy line, right? Nola's been awful this season for Philadelphia. -135 favorite tonight today against Sonny Gray after Lizardo was -150 yesterday. It would only be Phillies or pass for me against St. Louis. Tigers and Red Sox. This is an interesting game. I love betting on teams that are trying to avoid the sweep, like Boston is to Detroit, but they're facing Tariq Skubal. So I can only take Boston on the run line today at +1.5. Rays and Blue Jays, offensive output yesterday in Toronto. I expect a lower scoring game today. We'll go under 8 with Chris Bassett on the mound for Toronto. Pirates and Mets today, no play for me, with the Mets as a -290 favorite. White Sox, I'll take Sean's guys on the money line today at +185. Why? Because you have Nick Lodolo on the mound, who's been awful at home this season with a 6.75 ERA. So give me the White Sox +185. Nothing for me in Marlins Cubs today. I like the Nationals on the money line as well. Mitchell Parker, very good history in his career against his Braves lineup, while Bryce Elder has struggled a little bit at home. No play in Rockies Rangers for me. Royals and Astros, I'll take Houston at home. And then give me the Padres on the run line tonight, going up against Kyle Hendricks and the Angels. All right, let's go to our guy Jake Kassan, a little crosstalk here on Send It In. Jake, we got three games underway right now. Anything that you bet in any of these early games?
I did. I'll start with an early home run bet that I had. I liked Ivan Herrera of the Cardinals against Jesus Luzardo today. He was 7-1 for a home run, so we're sweating that right now. And PJ, you know I had to do it against Dean Kramer. I took the Twins on the money line. So I was very happy when Christian Vasquez hit a 3-run go-ahead home run back in the fourth inning just a little bit ago.
I mean, Jake, I would be disappointed if you didn't fade Dean Kramer. It feels like easy money to me. That's a 4-3 game right now in the top of the fifth. Jake, talk to me about the Athletics, right? It feels like we see this all the time from the A's. They suck for like a couple years because John Fisher doesn't spend any money, but they do a really good job of kind of regrouping and getting their guys together. Are they still a year away for you, or do you think that the A's could compete for a playoff spot this year?
No, I think the A's are firmly in the playoff picture, PJ. I bet the A's at 7-1 to make the playoffs before the season. I sprinkled them at 30-1 to win the division because I thought that was very gettable. Everyone told me I was crazy. Everyone said, well, the vibes, and they're in Sacramento. But everyone was going off the owner and their hatred for the organization, and they weren't looking at the on-field product, which, as we're seeing, is pretty decent. And so I like this A's team led by Jacob Wilson, who's your favorite for AL Rookie of the Year, led led by Brent Rooker, barely know her, and Lawrence Butler did it. So I like this team. I think the A's are firmly playoff contenders. Everyone tried to tell me that I was crazy looking at you, Cody Decker, but I think this team has the goods, and I think they're going to be in this race for the full season.
Jake, what do we have coming up on the show today in about 2.5 minutes?
Going to go through the full card, PJ. It is a loaded card today. I have some pretty gross bets. Shout out to the Miami Marlins for blowing it in the ninth yesterday. We are going to go back to the Miami well today. Not on the money line, but I do have a bet in that game that I'm pretty excited about.
Very good. Bet slips and bat flips coming up in about 2 minutes with our guy Jake Assam, 1:30 p.m. Eastern time. Jake, have a great show. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, PJ. Love you.
Love you too, pal. All right, guys, wrap the show. PJ's plays. B-Mills, I see got an NFL question in the chat for us. Absolutely love it. Saints to have the worst record in the NFL at plus 500. I think the Saints are going to be like the third or fourth worst team in the NFL. B-Mills, I feel like every year there's a consensus team that we all kind of feel like is going to be the worst, right? It was the Patriots last year. And that team usually doesn't end up being the worst team, but they end up getting like the third or fourth pick in the draft. And I think that's going to kind of what happens with the Saints. So I would look at the Miami Dolphins as a long shot. I think they got some big blow up potential, maybe the Giants potentially as well. But the Saints for me, especially at that price, plus 500, going to stay away from them. As for my favorite plays of the day, going streaking, we are on absolute fire, folks. We have reached double digits in going streaking, and Manny Machado is going to extend it for us. He is 9 for 20 in his career against Kyle Hendricks, so he's my play today in Padres and Angels. Peyton Pritchard, 15 or more points at plus 110 going up against the Knicks is going to be my prop lock of the day. No Jason Tatum, which means Pritchard's got to step up. Warriors plus 10.5 is going to be my dog of the day against the Wolves. All the pressure on the Wolves tonight. I think they get the win. Golden State's going to keep it close, and I absolutely love the Boston Celtics tonight, -4.5 against the Knicks. We're going to get a game six back at MSG. Give me Boston as my best bet. Thanks again to Chase Kitty, Jake Assam for joining us today on the show. Hope you guys have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.